Hey, Lois.
Wouldn't that be funny if, like, we could reprogram our Alexa device to say, instead of saying, hey, Alexa, say, hey, Lois.
Hey, Lois, tell Noah to do the dishes.
Hey, everybody. We are the Dynamite Sports Podcast. I'm Dad, and I got three sons, Tyler, Noah, and Trey. They are dynamite. They are fired up about sports. And we are here to talk to you about this week. It is playoff week, guys. Playoff week.
Yeah. Why so sad, Tyler? You said that this game.
Tyler might be scared of his picks because he and Trey came in at the bottom of the barrel. In fact, let's get started by reviewing their picks from last week.
Dude, I was 2-1. It's not even like I did poorly.
It's the bottom of the barrel because Noah and I were on top. We were 3-0. You guys are bottom of the barrel. You were 2-1.
So what happens when we all pick the same three games?
Well, but we had the cursed hat. So last week we picked a lock, an upset, and then we had one pick that Tyler put in the cursed Wander Franco hat. It was a giveaway of the night.
How dare you speak his name?
He shall not be named. El Patron.
Let's start with the cursed hat picks then. So Trey Draft drew from the cursed hat the Sacramento Kings.
They won. Yay.
Who defeated the Magic. Tyler drew the New York Knicks, who beat the Bulls.
And Josh Hart threw probably one of the worst passes I've ever seen. It looked like it may have killed somebody in the crowd.
And then later Noah had on Twitter, hey, Commander, sign me.
Well, they might need a quarterback. Then Noah picked what he thought was the safest cursed pick by picking the Jazz, who were playing the lowly Pistons.
Oh my gosh, it went to like two overtimes. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh no, the Kings went to overtime too. That was the crazy part. Yeah, but it was like close the entire game.
And then I was very excited to have the Heat. They were playing the Lakers, which is a tough matchup, but the Heat prevailed. So all
they
four of us
stomped the Lakers.
All four of us came out unscathed.
I think Darvin Ham's going to get fired because of that game. It's a crazy thing
at
to say.
At 10 o'clock, might I add.
Yeah, exactly. Playing against the Dame package.
Put the Heat on East time.
But where we got and we stay in line with our locks. Everybody had to pick a lock for the NFL playoffs. So Trey and Tyler picked the Cowboys.
Easy. Easy money.
Who were them boys, 38-10.
Dude, we would have won on the money line too.
Over the Commanders. Dad and Noah, as their lock, picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who kept us on the edge of our seat.
The whole day.
9-point victory.
Not a single touchdown in four quarters now.
I almost fell asleep. I went to Costco in the middle of that game, and the score didn't change.
It reminded me of a game back in their Super Bowl run where they won 12-0 over the Panthers on four Martin Grammatica field goals. This time it's Chase McLaughlin, who is now the all-time leader in field goal percentage for the Buccaneers.
Who was the Panthers quarterback on that day? Probably Delhomme, right?
It may have been Jake Delhomme, yeah. I think that was even earlier than Delhomme.
It's been eight quarters since the Bucs.
No, in fact, Delhomme played for the Saints and came off the bench to throw to put the Bucs away in a game against the Saints that season.
Woof.
Yeah, it was rough. Back when the Bucs played defense, and speaking of defense, the Bucs season was probably saved by Antoine Winfield Jr., who is our all-pro.
Good God.
Thank goodness we were relieved to see that Antoine Winfield got his flowers after being snubbed at the Pro Bowl. So he saved the season with an incredible play, knocking the ball out of DJ Chark's hand as he crossed the goal line for a fumble, touchback. The Bucs took over. Yes, bang. So where we got separated was with our upsets. Noah, for his upset, took the Rams. Good choice, Noah. They defeated the 49ers 21-20. They had something to play for. 49ers sat Purdy. I took the Chiefs, which is a very unconventional the underdog. Probably the only game they were an underdog all season. But they still squeaked it out over the Chargers 13-12.
Ugh.
And then Tyler and Trey picked what they thought was a safe underdog in the Dolphins. Guys, what happened?
Wrong.
He threw into double coverage. He threw it to Chase Claypool and Tyreek Hill.
Why Chase Claypool?
Tyreek Hill wasn't on the field for like the final play. A play for your season, basically. So now they're like the sixth seed or something like that.
Yeah. Why are coaches not putting on their star players?
Well,
the Colts, the Dolphins.
The thing about the Dolphins game, they were choosing, do I want to play against the Chiefs or do I want to play against the Bills again? And they chose, I want to play against the Chiefs.
I mean, that's fair, but
it looked like they were really playing that game.
It didn't look like they were sandbagging. I don't think we really got to talk much about that Colts game. Why did they put in their third string running back for a swing out play on fourth and inches for the season.
I feel so bad for that guy.
That guy had four catches all year, and they put him on the field in the biggest moment.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
So a wild week in week 18. A weird week because a lot of players sat, but everybody's going to be back this week for the playoffs, and we are going to close the podcast today with our playoff picks. So those of you that play fantasy football, if you listen to Noah's Start, Sit, Six, Noah did a really good job with that Start, Sit, Six. He had some people.
Except
that,
for Mike.
It's not his fault, though.
So I'm going to allow Noah to take a lap with his Start, Sit, Six and just kind of go over who he had for picks in fantasy last week on the podcast.
My reminder, at the beginning of the section, I said Lamar, Purdy, Mahomes, and Flacco will all get zero. Guess what? Zero, 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 zero.
Hang on a minute. That feels cheap. They didn't play.
And then, on top of that, two of my sits named CMC and Kelsey both got flat zero. And then...
Are we really going to let him do this?
We're not. No, hold on. And then Ty Chandler, who was projected for about 18 points, ended up with 10.9. And then a guy who I said start, I was right. Projected for 11.9, Mr. Tajay Spears ended up with 21.6. And then two that aren't my fault, Mike Evans and DJ Moore. It was not their fault. DJ Moore with 5.2 and Evans with the same. But, hey, Tajay Spears had a great week, and I don't know what else I can say about that.
Half of those guys didn't play, and we knew they weren't going to play.
I didn't know when I was recording that Kelsey wasn't going to play.
Fair enough.
So, well, Noah can count that as a win. All the teams that won or lost counted it as a win or a loss. So, congratulations to Noah. Noah's going to have a little fantasy wrap-up at the end of the podcast today. So, usually we have our top 10 with Trey, but today we are going to flip the top 10, and our top 10 is going to come from Tyler. Tyler has a top 10 list where we were joking around this week about some nicknames and some names. And so Tyler wants to give you his top 10 names that he would induct into what he's calling the Name Hall of Fame.
I came up with that name. Thank you very much.
You didn't come up with that name. That name, that's been a joke on sports radio for like 20 years. Anyways, we've got two OLIs and two honorable mentions.
Wait, this was a top 10. You got 14?
I got carried away. I'm a little passionate about funny names. So, our first outside looking in, we're going to go with Kiki Vandeweghe, rotational guard for the Denver Nuggets in the 80s.
Hey, where's the imaging on that? We need a little celebration.
Hang on. It's not working. There we go.
There we go. All right, yeah.
And then our other OLI is going to be Fat Lever, another rotational guard in the 80s for the Denver Nuggets. They actually missed each other by a year in Denver.
And actually, his real name is Lafayette.
Lafayette Lever, but everyone calls him Fat. Not because he was fat, but, you know. And then another honorable mention here. Well, no, actually our first honorable mention, technically. Tree Rollins, center for the Hawks. As you can tell, I'm a bit of an 80s and 90s name fan. So we're actually going to stray away from that here with our next honorable mention. Noah Syndergaard. Thor. But then, number 10, we're going to go straight back to the 80s and 90s. Detlef Schrempf. What a name. Oh, my God.
You're going to hear a lot of who's from me. Because
Pacers and Supersonics, another guard. And then number 9, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, hot off the presses. Current cornerback at Alabama, though, that may be subject to change due to Nick Saban's departure.
He could end up at
the also might go into the draft. He's really good. And then another wing, this is going to be more 2010s, Timothée Luwawu-Cabarrot. Mainly for the Hawks and Suns. Just a fun name. Great if you play Hoop Grids. He's a great pick. And then next, we are going to go with Levine Toilolo, the Falcons' tight end. Oh, man, it brings me back.
You had to dig deep on the depth chart.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had early 2000s Falcons' tight end Hawaiian. That's how I found it. And then this next one's actually a school. Oral Roberts. Just because it's funny. Kids, have your parents explain that one. Next, we're going to go with Jimmer Fredette, the guard from BYU. Oh,
man.
Oh, he was good.
What a shooter.
He was good. Let that white boy cook. And next, we're going to go with number 3, Rip Hamilton, a Pistons point guard from those early 2000s championships. Number 2, Marty St. Louis, Lightning winger.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good name. Current head coach of, like, the Canadiens, I think. And then number one, Doug Edert, guard from St. Peter. Dude.
You kind of like all these
that is,
names.
That is a fantastic mustache. Guy's awesome.
You got all these like fantastic names, Cool in McKinstry, and all those. And then you got Doug
Edert.
Imagine like calling a game and it's like, for three, Doug Edert.
Edert for three.
All right. So now I want to kick it over to Trey.
Hey.
And Trey is going to be giving us, he came up with a segment this week called Stats That Sound Fake. So Trey, you ready to lay on us some stats that sound fake?
Levers that stat fat.
Okay. So, here we go. I'm just going to start off. Career games with multiple passing touchdowns. Mason Rudolph, 6 in 11 starts. Kenny Pickett, 1 in
24.
Woof.
Oh. Woof. That's rough.
It's really rough.
Matt Canada did a number on that guy.
And how good is that Steelers defense? Because they're playing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Kenny Pickett, 38-year-old Joe Flacco has 13 touchdowns last December. Kenny Pickett has 13 touchdowns his entire career.
Whoa, I thought you were going to say for the year.
Oh my
God. Woof. They said this guy was going to...
Does sound fake, or is this let's slam Kenny Pickett?
This game was going to be Dan Marino.
We're done with Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
Poor guy.
I have one that signed count kind of sounds similar to one I did last week, but for the first time in NFL history, all three Lake Erie teams, the Bills, Browns, and Lions, have made it to the playoffs in the same season.
Whoa.
How many years?
NFL history.
NFL history.
Whoa. Wow, that's actually really cool.
Man.
I never thought of them as the Lake Erie teams.
If you thought that was cool, listen to this one. The New England Patriots beat more teams with winning records this year than the Dolphins did.
Oh, my God.
The Dolphins are frauds.
So I had one about Joe Flacco, and I have one more. Passing touchdowns this season, Joe Flacco has 13. All of the Giants quarterbacks this season have 13 combined.
How many
all
of
the Panthers quarterbacks, just by Bryce Young, has 13.
I thought you were done.
You know, you think I'm done? No, I'm just getting started. All of the Titans quarterbacks have 12. Same with the Steelers. Mind you, this is Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and Mason Rudolph all have 12 passing touchdowns this whole year.
Yikes.
And then here's the real kicker. They just have 11.
Oh.
Tim Boyle, Trevor Siemian.
Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson. Aaron Rodgers for 4 seconds.
Joe Flacco's getting his revenge.
Yeah.
Yikes.
The Ravens defense has received the defensive triple crown. 60 sacks, which is the first in the NFL. Least amount of points allowed per game, which is 16.5. And those takeaways in the NFL, which is 31.
31 takeaways?
Yeah.
That's over 2 per game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's stats during his tenure in Denver. Wins, 11. Toilets in his house, 12.
Dude, he's going to play for the Bucks.
So funny. Bill Belichick in his seasons with Brady. 249-75 record, 17 division championships, and a 30-11 playoff record. Without Brady... is an 84-103 record, 0 division championships, and a 1-2 playoff record.
Yikes.
Yikes.
It's not good.
Yeah, and finally, for the fourth time in NFL history, a team has a 4,000-yard passer and 4 players with 1,000 yards from scrimmage. That is the 49ers.
That's the first time?
Fourth time.
Fourth time. Okay.
That is a segue, in fact, into our trivia. Can you name the other three?
Wait, so repeat it? The other three teams, the what?
With a 4,000-yard passer and 4 players with 1,000 scrimmage yards.
Four
wow.
Players with 1,000 scrimmage Ooh. Yards?
Did the Houston Oilers do it?
No.
1990.
Whoa! Do you have the names?
Warren Moon with 4,689. Lorenzo White.
Yes.
With 1,070 total.
I didn't realize he ran for 1,000. Okay.
No, it wasn't just
it was total.
1,000 total.
Okay.
He had 702 rushing.
Okay, so total yards of scrimmage.
Haywood Jeffries had 1,008 receiving yards. Ernest Givens had 1,044. And then Drew Hill.
Yes.
Drew Hill.
That's, wow. That's the Tecmo Bowl team that I used to play all the time. So right there. I should have known that one.
Okay. I knew it off the dot.
Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs on here?
Nope. Good guess.
They would have three.
Mm-hmm. How about a Patriots team with Brady?
Nope. Like 2007 there.
Okay.
Wow, that would be the one.
Let's go 90s 49ers.
Nope.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No.
No.
I think Gronk had like 850 that one year.
I mean, the Bucs came close because they had three guys with 1,000 in scrimmage.
Right.
Yeah, but Baker didn't throw for 4,000.
New York Giants.
Let's go with the Chargers from the 70s.
No. Great guess.
Dance outs.
Yeah.
How about the Dolphins from the 70s and 80s?
No, but the Dolphins almost did it this year.
Okay.
Interesting.
Let's go back to the 80s with the Cleveland Browns.
No. For the Dolphins to have done it this year, Devon Achane needed 201 more yards.
Oh, really? He was their leading rusher in yards?
No, it was Mostert.
Okay, did the 70s Steelers ever do it?
No.
Okay, good. Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer had 1,000 yards.
Lynn Swan, there was another.
That's why I was going Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then Franco Harris.
All right. You guys about ready to give up here?
No. Nuh-uh.
How about the
Bills? 90s Bills.
No.
Really?
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
That was the last thing I had.
Or the Thurman Cowboys Thomas. With Aikman.
You got one?
Not the Cowboys?
I'm going to say the same thing that Dad just said. Cowboys?
No. Cowboys.
Seahawks?
No.
Atlanta Falcons.
I was 95.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, I was legit to quit Falcons. With
Jeff
MC
George
Hammer.
Had 4,043.
Jeff George.
4,143. There are actually two fathers here. Craig Hayward. At 1,083 rushing yards.
Cam Hayward's dad, Ironhead, yeah.
Wow.
And then the other father is Eric Metcalf.
How about the Baltimore Ravens?
I think he's an uncle, actually. But
oh.
Yeah, DK's uncle, Eric. But
I thought DK's uncle played, I mean, his dad plays defensive end or something like that for the Bears.
Yeah. So Eric Metcalf had a total of 1,322. Bert Emanuel had 1,039. And so did Terrence Mathis.
Terrence Mathis, yep. Any other teams?
How about one of those Commanders teams?
No.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave the year for this one, I would give it away.
Do it.
The Rams.
Oh, nope. That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
I think we got there at the
same
time.
Okay. I'm gonna say the year. I'm gonna say the team. 2004.
Steelers.
No. The Colts.
Peyton Manning.
Dang.
Oh.
I was thinking about Ben Roethlisberger's big rookie year.
It's going to be Harrison. It's going to be Peyton Manning. I have no clue.
Dallas Clark's going to be there.
Edrin James.
Marvin Harrison, Peyton Manning. Brandon Stokely.
Yeah.
Oh, three receivers go for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that I can think of any more. Is there one more?
No, that's it.
Okay, good.
The Lions and the Dolphins almost did it this year, but you know.
Well, nice job on that trivia, Trey.
Wow, that was a good question.
It made us work. That was a good question.
Goodness. Absolutely.
All right, so I'm going to swing it back to Noah now as we start to get ready for this weekend's playoff games. Noah's got a fantasy football year-end review. And so, Noah, what do you got for us as far as a fantasy year-end review?
I'd like to remind you guys that quarterbacks aren't who you think they are. All right, player number one, 4,280 yards. 31 touchdowns, ranked 6th in fantasy. Player number 2, 4,183 yards, 27 touchdowns, ranked 8th in fantasy.
Well, who do you want to take, guys? Player 1 or player 2?
Give me
player 1, right?
Give me player 2.
Tyler takes player 2. He does what most people would do in Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah!
The amazing first player was Mr. Irrelevant himself, Brock Purdy.
You know what? I'd rather take Brock Purdy over a crybaby Kermit the Frog.
Let's compare Kermit the Frog.
Please give me calls.
All right. Let's compare Kermit to the Frog to other people.
Darius, catch the ball.
How about...
No, Travis. You're Dixie Taylor. We're losing games.
All right. How did Jordan Love do this year?
Pretty good.
He's got to have a top 5 finish.
Yeah. Ready? He is number 5 in fantasy football.
Let's go.
He has literally 4,159 yards, and he had Mahomes by 5 touchdowns. He was ranked above Mahomes.
He finished the year with, I think, a 5-week stretch, 18 touchdowns and one pick.
Would you guys rather have
hot right now?
Would you rather have him or Patrick Mahomes?
Well, Jordan Love finished top five.
I'd rather have Mahomes with Jordan Love's receivers.
Yeah. Jordan Love does not have those receivers, though. It's Romeo Dobbs and Christian Watson.
Like, well, they're better than Mahomes's. You could argue.
Yeah, except for Kelsey.
True.
But,
except for Kelsey.
Then, let's say, would you rather have Jared Goff or Patrick Mahomes?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff has 4,500 yards.
Yeah.
And 30 touchdowns.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam LaPorta. I mean, he's got weapons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
David Montgomery.
And you want to know who doubted him enough to trade him? The Rams. Mm-hmm. And who is he playing this week?
The Rams.
The Rams.
With the guy they traded him for.
Yep.
And now he has all the weapons they got with those draft picks, too.
Yeah. It's an interesting matchup, to say the least. All right.
Cool. Well, nice segue again as we segue into our picks segment. And so for our picks this week, we are going to be picking all six of the NFL playoff games. We're not going to be doing locks and upsets. But you hear that sound effect.
The cursed hat.
The cursed hat has emerged.
The cursed hat
the
of
ugly
El Criminal.
Yellow.
The cursed hat of he who
Wander Franco
named.
Hat.
Don't say his name.
Has emerged. And so each of us have to pick a name. What have we got in there? You got some Major League Baseball teams, some Minor League Baseball teams. What do you got, Ty?
Yeah. Savannah Bananas are in here somewhere.
Well, they always win. I want that one.
The AHL's in here somewhere. We got a. We got the Washington Generals, who play the Harlem Globetrotters. Dude, this is going to be interesting. Let's see what you guys can get out of here. Should I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right, let me rustle into the microphone. Just a little bit of ASMR here. All right.
Oh, yeah.
And I picked the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Ooh,
let's go.
Wolves. All right.
5 years ago, that would have made me pee my pants. But they are currently number one in the standings in the West. Anthony Edwards looks like MJ. It's actually wild.
Timberwolves are playing the Trailblazers.
Yeah, give me that. Joe Cronin has ruined the Trailblazers, man. All
right, so Tyler has pulled the T-Wolves, and so now we're going to pass it over to Trey.
Oh, ASMR? Okay. All right, that's enough.
Gotta love a good rustle. Oh, he's got his own little jingle.
Oh, Warriors.
Oh, That's not the pick you wanted.
Really? I thought they were.
You might
want to
put that
okay.
one back. They're like
no.
third from the bottom.
The Warriors are currently playing the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm gonna just put that one back.
Yeah.
Giannis is on a tear.
They're not that great anymore. I mean, Curry's still gonna put up 30 points a game this year, but they're not gonna go anywhere.
This one, Suns.
Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns.
Bradley Beal is back.
The Phoenix Suns are playing.
And that team is really good.
Phoenix Suns play Sunday against Portland.
Oh, wait, Tyler, I gave you.
That's their next game?
Gave you the Timberwolves' current game.
They're playing that right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Timberwolves' next game is also on Sunday against the Clippers.
Yeah, I'll still take that.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's my turn now. So I'm gonna rustle a little bit. Oh, jeez.
All over the floor. Pieces of paper are flying everywhere.
Oh, okay.
It's gotta be cheating.
Suns are playing the Trailblazers on Sunday.
Yeah,
so
I just said it. Trey just said it.
My bad.
Okay. I picked the Lakers.
The Los Angeles Lakers are playing the Jazz at 9:30 PM tomorrow night.
Ooh. Interesting.
I like to live dangerously. I'm going to keep the Lakers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Jazz are fourth in the Northwest Division with a 19-20 record.
Fourth of five. Let's just clarify.
Yeah.
All right, Noah. Your All turn right. with the hat.
Some ASMR. All right. You I love that I'm
days.
Last.
You started it.
All right.
No.
Give me this. Give me them Heat.
You got the Miami Heat.
Oh, yeah. Let's go look at who Miami's playing.
Well, they're playing right now.
Yeah, they're playing the Charlotte Hornets at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Sunday. I can't believe the NBA still is going to do weekend games on a wild card weekend. Nobody's going to be watching the NBA.
Why?
Yeah, I'm afraid not.
Unless you're...
The NFL dominates the ratings, man. Nobody watches anything else. That's why I was surprised the FCS championship was in the middle of the like the 1 o'clock hour last Sunday. Who decided that? That was weird. I mean, I didn't watch it.
Why were the Rays last year at 1:30?
Yeah, I don't think people are thinking with their heads. Yeah.
For you guys, the team that Heat are playing, the Hornets, are 8-27.
Yep, they're probably going to get like the fourth overall pick. That guy's going to spend 5 years in Charlotte and then go get paid somewhere else.
Which, so every time. Which
his name is Cade Cunningham.
Which of the Ball brothers is on that team? Or am I wrong?
It's LaMelo.
Okay. Cade Cunningham is a Piston.
Lonzo's on the Bulls that got drafted by the Pistons. Yeah, and he's going
to
be there.
Lonzo is finally back to at least working out with the team. He had a ton of knee injuries that he's had to deal with. A doctor said he may not walk after the age of 40 due to the lack of cartilage in his knees. But he's going to come back.
I shouldn't do that. My bad. I shouldn't feel happy at that.
So LaMelo Ball currently is coming back. This is his game back against the Spurs tonight.
Oh, that's cool. Good for him.
All right.
All right. So it's time to move into the playoff picks now. We're going to go around the table game by game. We are going to start with the early Saturday game. The Cleveland Browns back in the playoffs. And they are traveling to Houston to take on the Texans. Trey, who you got?
Joe Flacco just practiced with Ed Reed and, what's his name? Ray Lewis. Nothing much, you know. You won't be scared by no Derek Stingley. Give me the Browns.
So Trey has the Browns as his pick.
They also played each other like 2 weeks ago or something, and the Browns dominated badly. They played each other week 16. The Browns won 36-22. So
all right, we're gonna swing it over to Noah. Noah, what do you got?
Give me them Browns. You know what? Joe Flacco, I think, has an argument for comeback player of the year, especially over DeMar Hamlin. But it's not even an argument now. I think he's got it in the bag. He's got 13 touchdowns passing. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And if you want to argue against me for his 27 interceptions is what he's projected for, you're wrong. You want to know who won the Super Bowl the other year? Tom Brady. You want to know who led the league in interceptions? Tom Brady. Fight me.
I mean, he's on pace for 27 interceptions for a full season.
Yeah.
How?
Ew.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But let me
just remind everybody that DeMar Hamlin died. Like, he was gone.
And somehow
he's still like a serviceable backup safety. Like, yeah, he's not great. He doesn't see the field all that often, but like he's alive.
Yeah. Joe Flacco wins a Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco makes the Super Bowl.
Okay, wait. You come off the couch and you win a Super Bowl, or you die and you come back up?
He died! What are we saying?
All right. Well, let's brighten this up. We got a little dark there with all the talk of death. Coming back around, I have to make my pick. I'm taking the Browns over the Texans. Moving to the late game. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed
my pick.
Tyler.
Guys, it's okay. I had to grab a charger for the laptop. I had to produce the show a little bit. I'm also going to take the Browns. Love CJ Stroud. Love the Texans. They're going to be good for a long time, but it's not their year yet. And the Browns defense is really good. Can you imagine where that offense would be if they still had Nick Chubb?
Can you imagine Texans would be if they still had Tank Dell?
That too. But no,
the Browns would be.
The Browns defense is just like that.
Nick Chubb meant a lot more to the Browns.
Garrett is on his way to winning a DPOY potentially this year. He's definitely in that conversation at least.
Both teams, the
Browns are going to go deep in the playoffs. That's what a defense does for you.
Both teams have very bright futures ahead of them.
That's true.
All right, now we move to the late games. So the winter storm is coming, and it's gonna be -30 at the Chiefs game. You can get a Chiefs ticket for like $35.
Dude, I might fly out. I'm not even lying.
You do not want to sit in that, Florida boy.
I will wear every piece of clothing that I have, and I will
watch
perfectly fine.
Tyler could go sit behind.
It'd be an experience.
I mean,
I gotta do it for the quality.
Hold on. In Tyler's defense, this is Tyreek Hill's revenge game in Arrowhead. instead of in Germany.
Will he be able to feel his fingers, though?
That's true.
That's a good question.
Will Kadarius Toney feel his fingers? Will he need his fingers?
Kadarius Toney never can.
Doesn't ever feel his fingers.
Well, Trey, so you decide. Is it Kadarius Toney or is it Tyreek Hill? Who comes out on top?
Kadarius Toney or Tyreek Hill. Mutually exclusive.
You know, it's Miami in negative, what would you say, 30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Negative 30 degrees. I'm going to take the Chiefs because of the weather. Now, if this were not in negative 30 weather, I would take the Dolphins. But I'm going to take the Chiefs because...
Does our dog Snoop want to make a pick?
He climbed into my lap. Oh, he's backing away from the microphone.
You didn't want it. All right. So, Tyler, over to you. Chiefs, Dolphins.
Man, the Dolphins... Disappointed me last week. Disappointed me for the last couple weeks. They were disappointing in Germany against the Chiefs. They've looked bad against top over 500 teams, but they have some of the best outside running backs in the entire league. Raheem Mostert led the league in touchdowns rushing. In case you guys didn't know, it's gonna be a game where they're gonna have to run the football a lot, and I think that's a strength that they have, and the Chiefs don't. And I think that. Based on the metrics, the Chiefs' defense is the worst against the outside run in the entire league. And so I think that if Miami can get out in front early, I think they have a chance. So I'm going to take Miami. I would also like to note that this is Matt Nagy's fault, right? It's got to be. They changed from Bieniemy to Nagy, and the offense falls apart. I just think that's crazy because it's the same weapons from last year minus Juju Smith-Schuster, who has done nothing since.
Mm-hmm.
And all you really change on offense is Eric Bieniemy, and you get a little older. So Bieniemy's going to get a job eventually, right, guys? Come on.
Yeah. All right. I've been ride or die with one team all season, and that's called the Dolphins. That's not going to change on Sunday or Saturday. But there is one thing that I'd like to factor in. Travis Kelce has sucked. Who in two games of the playoffs, of the fantasy playoffs, had more points. TJ Hawkinson played two games, him and in the entire playoffs, or Travis Kelce?
Well, Travis Kelce did sit for a game, so that hurts.
It definitely hurts.
Let me just give it to you.
It's going
to
be Hawk.
TJ Hawkinson. All right. Logan Thomas or Travis Kelce?
Wait, we're doing this game again?
Oh, just do it.
It's going to be Logan Thomas. He had like six touchdowns.
That's crazy. That's still crazy, though. Take that out of context. That's crazy.
Free agent in 91st.
I mean, this is going to happen. Travis Kelce's 34. Like, tight ends don't normally get past that age, so.
Yeah, but it is Travis Kelce.
All right. So are you sticking with your pick?
Oh, yeah. Dolphins.
Dolphins. Okay, very good. So let's flip the page to Sunday. Another really cold weather game. They're talking about that people even having. Oh, I didn't pick.
Goodness. Trying to get out of that?
No, I'm not.
Come on. Coward.
Run game will be important in the cold. The better run team, in my opinion, the Dolphins. So now we flip to Sunday. Another cold weather game. They're talking about the team's personnel even having trouble traveling because of the winds.
Yikes.
Getting airplanes up in the air. We're talking about Steelers at Bills. And so that's the early game on Sunday. We're going to start back with Trey.
It's so obviously the Bills. I'm so mad that people are saying that the Steelers are going to win. I'm tired of it. It's the Bills. The Steelers are 1-10 without TJ Watt. It's Mason Rudolph versus Josh Allen. I'm not gonna lie to you. The Bills look a little fraudulent at points and other points, but it's the Bills.
All right, Ty.
You know.
What do I know?
The Bills' offense is best when they keep the ball out of Josh Allen's hands, and. It's going to be a game where they're going to have to just because of the weather. This is another cold game, as you mentioned. The Bills' Twitter account tweeted out that they were looking for people to come into the stadium to shovel it out. They're expecting upwards of 3 feet of snow. And I think that when you get Josh Allen on the ground and you get the ground game going, that offense is going to be better than the Steelers' defense regardless. And the Steelers... Najee Harris is so slow. I've never seen a man run that slow in the NFL. I'm taking the Bills by 100.
Give me the Bills.
Noah takes the Bills.
No analysis. None necessary, honestly.
Well, I'm going to flip it up. I'm going to take the Steelers. I like their defense.
Really?
Yeah. They've kept them in games all season. It is bold. I know. And even in the cold, Mike Tomlin will not blink.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true.
All right. The middle game, the rubber match in the middle. Mike McCarthy has his former team come to visit him in Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Are they them boys? Are they not?
I despise the Cowboys so much. I just don't like them, you know. But I'm gonna take the Cowboys.
Thank you for the suspense.
That was suspenseful.
You know, it's the Cowboys. They're probably the best we've seen them in what 30 years. And you were playing Jordan Love, who is he just looked fine, but the Cowboys just outmatched them in every which way possible.
Every Cowboys fan says it's our year every year. Unfortunately, it's not this year either. They're going to get bounced in the first round against the Packers. They're still undefeated at home since, like, I don't know, probably since they last won a Super Bowl, if I'm being honest. They don't lose at home very often. But Jordan Love is hot right now. 18 touchdowns, one interception over his last five games to finish the year, including that game against the Bucs where he got smacked around. But they also have two great running backs in A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. And they have looked, the Cowboys have still looked vulnerable. We saw them, well, they probably should have lost to the Lions if we're being honest. And if they lose to the Lions there, this is a completely different story where the Lions are going back into Dallas. But the Packers are going to win this game. You can book it.
Cowboys got the pack. Noah.
Mike Parsons has the entire year been up for defensive rookie of the year. Dak Prescott's been one of the best quarterbacks. Give me the Packers.
All right.
I gave a Jordan Love stat for a reason.
This week I'm riding with them boys. They're at home, and I'm going to take them over the Packers. I think, in my opinion, the most interesting game of the weekend is the Sunday night game, probably why they picked it for Sunday night. It is a matchup of quarterbacks that were traded for one another. You have Jared Goff and the Lions making their return to the playoffs for the first time in ages. And they are hosting Matthew Stafford, former Lions quarterback, and the Rams. What do you think, Trey?
I think this game is the most up in the air among all of them. I'm not going to lie.
Closest game.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I'm going to take the Lions, though. I think that the Lions still outmatch them like the Cowboys outmatch the Packers.
I mean, you know? The storylines in this game are incredible.
Matt Stafford returns home.
Matt Stafford is actually going to play in the Lions' first ever playoff game, and he's not even playing for the Lions. Like, that's wild. Talking about a future Hall of Fame quarterback who spent like 12 years in Detroit getting the brakes beaten off of him. And now he's going to go back with a Super Bowl ring already in his back pocket. And I don't know. Jared Goff was their first overall pick for the Rams in like 2017. And he took him to a Super Bowl as well, and he just lost. I think that this game really could go either way, but I'm still going to take the veteran quarterback. Give me the Rams.
The Rams this season have been great, especially ending the season. They got really hot. But ESPN has Detroit 3.5 points. They think it's going to be close. They think it's going to be a field goal. So give me the Rams. Why not? I mean, they've got amazing Puka Cup. I'm calling it that. Put their names together because they are one man. They're one and the same.
Well, I do think, credit to Sean McVay. I think he definitely should be in strong consideration for coach.
How about that guy?
With what he has done with the Rams, a team that really nobody gave any chance to this season. And here they are on Sunday night, the first week of the NFL playoffs. That being said, I think the one matchup that I looked at that I felt like was a gross mismatch was the Lions receiving core and passing game versus the Rams defensive backfield. And so I see that as an advantage, Lions. Lions are at home. Lions are going to have the energy of a crowd that hasn't seen a playoff game in many years. Give me the Lions.
That's actually pretty fair. I don't think I can name a single person on that Rams defense besides Aaron Donald. And he's not even been that good this year.
I'm going to say it, though. Two guys that were projected for the first in the Rams
locker room were Cam Akers and Cooper Kupp. Neither of them are leading at all.
Well, yeah, Puka Nacua is set the rookie record for most receiving catches and most receiving yards in a season. And Cam Akers got traded halfway through the year. So.
Because Kyren Williams is the best running back in the league.
Okay. Well, all right, pal.
I knew you were going to say something about Kyren Williams.
But he's so good.
Yeah.
Pop the brakes. Hold your horses, pal.
I can't wait for him to play a full year.
All right. So going into Monday Night Football, our hometown team, the Buccaneers, fourth year in a row in the playoffs.
The longest streak of any NFC team.
No, and even wild. I even saw a graphic today. Not only the Bucs, but the Rays and the Lightning, all four last four seasons have made the playoffs.
How about that?
Clap it up for Tampa Bay. You know, I mean, the city of Tampa.
I've been miserable my entire life until I was a teenager. It's crazy.
And so the Eagles come to town, and the Eagles are a team that it seems like the Bucs always face them in the playoffs. The very first Buccaneer playoff game, they face Ron Jaworski. In Tampa. Yeah, exactly. And then in the late 90s, they couldn't get past Philly. They kept going up there and losing with Tony Dungy. Gruden comes. They shut down the bet with Rondé Barber. Two seasons ago on their Super Bowl run, the first playoff game, they faced a rookie Jalen Hurts and defeated them as Tom Brady took the Bucs on toward not Super Bowl year.
Not the Super Bowl year. They did lose in the NFC Championship.
They lost in the NFC Championship.
But it is important to note that, yeah, it was Jalen Hurts' rookie year. And then last year, we unfortunately got smoked by the Cowboys, but we don't have to talk about that.
And the Eagles came to town earlier this year and really manhandled the Bucs.
DeAndre Swift slashed us up. That was wild. I think I turned that game off.
Yeah, and the Bucs are known for their run defense, and to get—I mean, the score looked decent, but if you watch the game, it was total domination up front by the Eagles. So that all being said, Monday Night Football, Eagles at Bucs. The Eagles are melting down. The Bucs haven't looked so hot the last 2 weeks. It's a tough one to call. Trey, what do you got?
The Eagles look bad. They just look terrible.
They really have. Last couple weeks, man, the defense.
They've lost the last five of six, I think.
Yeah.
What, lost their last five of six?
Started
games.
They started 10-1.
Mm-hmm. They lost to the Cardinals.
They were Super Bowl favorites.
They lost to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely insane.
Cardinals finished 4-13.
What, an 11-win team and losing to the 4-12 Cardinals?
Yeah. And they got the brakes beaten off of them by the Giants as well in the final week of the season. Jalen Hurts left with an injury. A.J. Brown left with an injury. Unfollowed Jalen Hurts on Instagram. Took a bunch of pictures down. Deleted his Twitter. It's bad. Nick Sirianni's on the hot seat after taking them to a Super Bowl last year and starting 10-1. What's going on in Philly? What's
and,
in the water?
You know, I think that, you know, Baker has another solid game that we've been seeing, except for the last 2 weeks. You know, he threw perfect passing in the Lambo.
So who are you taking?
I'll take the Bucs.
All right. You know, this was also Devin White's preferred trade destination when he requested one in the preseason. I think it's important to note that as he has struggled as well this year. I think that this game will ultimately – I don't want to be that guy, but I think this game could decide who wins the NFC. Both of these teams were red hot at different points in this year. The Bucs went 1-6 at one point, and then the Eagles went 1-5 at one point. But the Eagles started 10-1. The Bucs had a 5-game win streak. I think it's fair to say that both of these defenses have struggled mightily against the pass. I think this game could be a shootout, but I think it's one the Bucs can very easily win.
So Ty's got the Bucs. Trey's got the Bucs. Noah.
Eagles came into Tampa earlier this year once. They came into that game 9-1, exited 10-1. Since then, how many games have they won? Not enough. Let me just say that. And who last time ended their season that the first time that we ever went to a Super Bowl? Rondé Barber. In that season, AP All-Pro. He was an All-Pro. He was on the first team. Who did that this year? Antoine Winfield. Give me the Bucs. Take him down. Antoine Winfield's winning us another game.
Single-handedly, Man, that he's got an AP All-Pro, and we have the 32nd best pass defense.
Oh, yeah.
Literally last in the league.
If they had a version of, like, baseball's wins above replacement in football.
Oh, it's Antoine Winfield.
He's almost single-handedly won two games straight up by himself by plays he's made.
I mean, if we give up that touchdown against Carolina, I don't think we walk out of there with an NFC championship.
Of course, he's probably like a 5 WAR.
Which is wild. In a 16-game season, that's crazy.
I mean, not only All-Pro, they really should talk about him as Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
He should be in the conversation, and Kalijah Kancey and Yaya Diaby should both be in the conversation for Defensive Rookies of the Year. Mm-hmm. They are tied for the league lead in tackles for loss. They both have more sacks than Willie Anderson, although they did play more games. But Yaya Diaby has 7.5 sacks, and I think Will Anderson finished with 6.5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Why is
Show even, Tampa some love, guys. Like, please.
Why is he still in the conversation? It's only Yaya. It should only be Yaya right now. He is beating Will Anderson by so much in that stat.
I mean, he has forced turnovers, and Will Anderson hasn't done any of that either. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly.
So the youth on the Bucks is looking up. A lot of factors, a lot of swirling around the Eagles, the A.J. Brown drama, the Nick Sirianni possibly being departed drama, the fact that they're not playing well, Jalen Hurts with a broken finger. A lot of signs are pointing to a Buccaneers victory, but I've been a Bucks fan since I was born in 1977, and I know the Bucks too well. So I am going against that. I'm picking the Eagles.
I don't blame you. But regardless of how this game finishes, I think that this year has been an ultimate positive. They're going to bring back pretty much everyone that they need to.
People said we weren't winning more than 5 games in one game.
Yeah, Cam Jordan famously said we were going to go 3-14. We didn't. We took the NFC South again.
Thank you very much.
But I think it's also important to note that there is $40 million tied up in cap space for players that either aren't playing or aren't on the roster. Russell Gage has been done for the year since probably 2018. Ryan Jensen is out for the year. And Tom Brady is still getting paid this year by the Buccaneers.
As is Gronk, yes.
God.
So, yes, the future looks
bright.
We were
supposed to be bad. We really were.
Yeah. This is a bonus for the Bucs to be able to be in the playoff. And, I mean, with Baker Mayfield, they may have actually found a quarterback, too. So.
Yeah, which is crazy that Baker Mayfield's going to be the guy.
If only he could get over those downs. He's a very good quarterback.
Man, when he's up, he's up. It's crazy.
Let him bake.
Let him bake. So, an exciting week coming up in the NFL. We are going to be following along on our social media channels. You can follow us on Instagram, on Threads, and on TikTok. And we'll be putting some content out there from this podcast and also from this weekend.
Tampa!
Bay!